Good morning, dear friends. We've been meditating on heart and spirit and stillness because the heart is the center of where love and spirit are joined in us. And today, we'll begin to listen to the heart and what it has to say. Listening to those messages of your heart, you begin to hold your heart gently. Begin to listen and receive the messages and the feelings and the experiences and the memories that are inside of that heart right now. And that awareness over time will allow you to take care of your heart, to begin to clear away whatever may be blocking your heart, and to open the door into the deep stillness where that still voice of God and pure shining spirit is you, your true nature, your true self. Let us begin. In a comfortable place, in a chair that supports you. Please be seated. Sitting comfortably, as you take in that first breath and allow it to straighten your spine and open your chest, releasing your shoulders, going up into your head and circling down. Releasing any tension in your face, your eyes, your eyebrows, your mouth. Let them go and soften as you breathe all the way out. On the next in-breath, quietly welcome your breath. Your heartbeat, the body that holds you steady, and as you breathe out, gently allow your eyes to close if you've not done so already. And now focus your attention on your spiritual heart center, which lives right in the middle of your chest, right there. And be aware of your heart as a space, both contained and open. Your heart center is the point of your awareness where your feelings enter. This is important because feelings are the honest and true lifeblood of our very being. The heart records and holds our experiences in its own way. And your heart can either welcome or be an obstacle in certain ways to the stillness of your spirit. Imagine your heart center. It may have a color or a light. It may be warm or cool. Whichever is more comfortable for your heart is what it will be. And say, welcome. Welcome, my heart. I am here, and I see you. Resting your attention gently in your heart center, let your breath go in and out just as it does, and ask your heart, dear heart of mine, what do you need to say to me right now? An invitation and an intention to open and welcome whatever it is your heart needs to let you know about its experience, memory, feelings, joys, desires, fears. Simply continue inside, asking your heart, what do you need to say to me today? and ask it again and again, gently as an invitation, and your heart will respond. It always does when it's invited. So for the next few minutes, sit and listen to the heart's memories, wishes, fears, dreams, experiences. You may find emotions expressing themselves in something like tears, or maybe not. But the heart and what it says is always just the way it needs to be right now. So let it be and listen. I am here with you. I see you. And I want to know, what do you want me to know right now? Whether your heart speaks in sadness or fear, or happiness and delight, or something else, the messages of the heart are the messages of the present moment, and in that way are exactly what we need. Whatever feelings start to arise, allow them to speak and then let them go. Easily and comfortably. Learning to be with your heart in order to listen to its meaning is this meditation. Letting go of uncomfortable and unneeded memories and feelings is a purification and opening of that heart. And as you listen and take in what the heart is saying, this is love, attention, and kindness. And that is what your heart and your being deserves. Feel free to come back to this meditation. It takes practice to really be able to hear fully what your heart might be saying, but it doesn't take very long. And then let us begin to take that last deep breath. And as you release it, open your eyes and return to the room. Namaste. Amen.